All right, I'm Perry. This is In Plain Sight. And to my right, sir, of all things Blaze UV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele.
I want the Magical Society, the American Society of Magical Negroes, to just be about black people stealing.
It's just a bunch of people going into a Target and walking out with all the shit.
I just want them to be looting things.
What is that movie out?
Their magic is theft.
Maybe that's one of those movies we got bootleg and do a watch-along for the Patreon. It's been a minute since we've done a movie watch-along.
You'll never believe this, but I've heard it's terrible.
No, no, I don't. Yeah, I refuse to accept that.
It's apparently not something to write home about.
Well, we're going to go through an awkward phase because of how long it takes to
Black guy had to have written that for them to clear using Negroes, right?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any way. Yeah,
there's no way a white guy passed that title and they were like, okay, yeah.
But I think part of the problem with this is there was a moment, especially during the kind of Black Lives Matter time, where all this shit was like super in vogue. But when you start writing a movie during that year, you're not going to be able to put it out until, you know, 5 years later.
It's a little late.
And now all of a sudden this seems really fucking ridiculous.
It's a little stale.
Yeah. Now, speaking of ridiculous,
it'd be so much funnier if the title had a hard R.
That's going to be the director's cut.
The American Society of Magical...
that's the wrong button. I don't care. The American Society of Badoosie. Now, I may be going crazy, and I'm not entirely sure. I'm going to present the facts, and I'm going to hope I'm going to look really fucking stupid soon.
Okay.
But I woke up this morning... As I do most mornings, I typically wake up after
only
I sleep.
Only on the bad ones.
Well,
I pray for the day I don't wake up.
So when I'm in the bathroom, I see, throw this up on the screen. In the mirror, I notice this mark on my neck, which by itself, not a big deal.
Oh, God, they chipped you.
You'll see. I may be going mad. So, yeah, there was that. For those just listening, kind of looks like if a cat clawed my neck or something is kind of what it looks like, right? Something.
Sure.
Okay. And then this was stuck on my arm, like pressed into my arm. It's like a BB gun pellet, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Here, I've got it. It's right in here. Take a look at that. I have literally no fucking idea how this happened. Like I have zero. I haven't left the apartment recently. The only time I went outside in the last few days was I took the trash out. So that was like...
Well, we got ourselves a mystery.
Attached to my arm. So I pulled that off. The only thing I thought at first was, you know, like the pull things on the fans.
Yeah.
Those are beaded. But then I checked it against that and it's a different size and a bit different color. So...
Well, huh. I'll be dipped.
Yeah, I legitimately have no idea what to make of
this. Well, the bead dwarves got you.
There, put it in the cup, I guess. We can.
The bead fairies came and got you.
Because that would mean I would have had to have slept on it, and I feel like I would have noticed if I was sleeping on a fucking
bead. This is how
BB.
I know aliens are real. I experience the unexplainable every day.
It is bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I guess if I start acting crazy, we can blame the blue avians or something.
This is a nanobot sent to try and kill you.
Yeah, but there's also, like, there's no mark on my arm.
Well, the attempt was unsuccessful.
Yeah, so the aliens...
I mean, either that or it came off some of your furniture.
But there's no beads on any of my furniture.
Well, there aren't any now.
Yeah, there was just one. There was one very carefully placed.
There was a
placed.
Singular bead.
But yeah, I don't own a BB gun. You don't own a BB gun.
No.
I have no idea why there would be a BB in here and it would have found its way into my bed.
It doesn't quite feel heavy enough to be a BB gun. It feels like a bead of some sort.
Yeah. So if anyone has any ideas on this, please let me know so I can feel less crazy.
If you too have experienced something like this, please let us know.
Oh, no.
We're going to find these goddamn bead fairies.
Well, this is the first.
That's what the American Society of Magical Negroes is going to do. They're going to catch the bead fairies.
This is the first step to going crazy,
but
isn't it?
The bead fairies are just Jewish.
Is he? you start seeing mundane things and being unable to explain them. So I don't know if I'm going.
Dude, that would have sent David into a tizzy.
That is,
David would have spiraled for weeks about this.
Well, thankfully, I don't believe there's a supernatural explanation for
David
this.
David would have been convinced he had been marked for death.
That's the thing, right? Is if you can absolutely see how someone who is prone to that variety of thinking would experience this.
If you were schizophrenic and this happened, you'd be like, the president's trying to kill me.
Yeah, if you woke up with a mark on your neck and a BB in your arm.
Like, oh, fuck, my worst fear, I've been chipped. Time to cut my neck open.
Watch me get fucking hit by a bus or something in the next year. Someone, who the fuck's the guy that just got... The Boeing suicide.
Oh, yeah, he died.
The suicide, yes.
Oh, so, they were going to have, he was going to, you know, blow the whistle on everything, so he killed himself first.
But luckily, I don't think I have any enemies powerful enough to do this, except for, you know, David or Corey, I suppose. So maybe this would be a big point in their favor if the Galactic Federation murders me in my sleep.
I mean, it is pretty rad that in this day and age, you can still have someone killed so well that they're just like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Can't do anything about it. Suicide it is.
I do wonder.
But it's like everyone knows he didn't kill himself. You're like, can't prove it.
I do wonder how the cops feel about that when that happens. Because you got to, like, at first when you show up on the scene, it probably just looks like a suicide. But then once you discover he's a whistleblower and things are going. Like,
wait a second. He shot himself in the back of the head. How'd he do that?
Twice. All right. That's enough of my bizarre alien encounter for the week. I'm going to hope my sanity is intact. I really...
Well, I guess we'll find out. It's on the record now. That's all that's important.
That's... I had to get it off my chest.
All that's important is now there are witnesses.
Yes. Watch the rest of our episodes. It's just me continually devolving into further manic episodes.
Yeah, but that wouldn't necessarily be bad.
We're a week away from me putting it out there, being like, the squirrels brought me this. I taught the squirrels. I showed the squirrels how to laugh, this and they're bringing me BBs.
It was an act of loyalty.
Yes, these are their payments to me.
They're offering this for fealty.
All right, let's watch some of this. We're going to listen to her talk. And then,
wow, an e-girl with a nose ring. How original.
Yeah.
What happened to the mind? Is this the SSRIs? Why do they all have these now?
I don't know. I don't mind it. I know a lot of guys do. A lot of people are very...
I don't necessarily mind or not mind it. It's just they all fucking have them now. It's a lot.
If I had to guess...
It's like an overwhelming amount.
Yeah, it is. It's everyone.
You can't convince me those are comfortable.
There's got to be some popular, like, TikTok or something that has it, and that's why all these girls have it.
There was just one e-girl who spawned all of these other ones?
Well, think about like, Patrick Mahomes and that haircut. Now every fucking teenage boy's got the same haircut as him. All it takes is one popular person to do it.
That's true. I've just noticed it's an overwhelming, like, almost, like, the large majority.
Yeah. Most of the time, there's a subreddit where it's just people.
How pissed must Claire's be? They should have been crushing right now.
There's a subreddit called, like, How to Looks Max or How Looks Max, something like that.
So these are fem cells?
No, this is unrelated. Just speaking of the nose ring, all the women who post there, or it's like true rate me, it's basically guys telling them how to theoretically improve their appearance.
Right.
And every time someone posts one of these nose rings, which is quite frequent, everyone's just like, get rid of the fucking nose ring. It's like a meme.
They've all convinced themselves it looks good, though.
Yeah, it's become a meme online for guys to hate it, so I don't know.
I'm more astonished it came out of nowhere so... In such a high volume.
Maybe they just woke up with it, like the BB.
I swear to God, like 80% of women one day just woke up and like, you know what? I'm going to go get my septum pierced.
We're kind of returning to like a vague 90s aesthetic. And there were a lot of piercings in the 90s, early 2000s.
I mean, maybe the internet's a weird social contagion.
Let's listen to this woman talk. And then we'll talk about
the
what Honorable she's talking
Katie
about.
Katie Buggs. I get all my life advice from her.
You might have to turn this up a little.
It was a first.
Yeah, hold on. Let me.
Can you cry louder?
That night, it was the first time anyone had ever touched me.
That bad, huh?
I promise this is going to pay off and we're not just making fun of someone who got raped.
Well, we might be.
Maybe. Maybe
it wouldn't be the first time.
I assured myself that I was just being sensitive about it all.
Well, you seem real put together here.
It's funny that she starts this video.
Please like and subscribe to the channel.
Well, she starts this video and she's like, you know, I'm going to try not to cry. And then just first sentence immediately starts out.
But assuring only can go so far. I felt dirty in a way that I couldn't wash off.
Very cliche line to use, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, she got some tears going. That's not bad.
Those are eye drops.
I couldn't help the way that my body reacted and flinched.
Uh-huh.
Part of me still wanted to feel cool about it all, to convince myself I was lucky, so I didn't.
Yeah, that
would have
been better.
It.
Just be chill.
I would
Well, I guess we can stop it there. What she's talking about is some guy touched her waist.
Wow, the horror.
She was at some sort of Minecraft YouTubers after party.
All right, look, if you go to a Minecraft after party, that's the rape party. That's where predators are.
There is an astonishing amount of rape that comes out of the Minecraft
community.
I hate
to tell you guys, but Minecraft is where all the predators are.
Anytime someone devotes their content specifically towards children,
they are predators.
Jimmy Savile ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
It's just...
Prove to me you aren't going to rape a child.
But yes, yeah, so she went to this party. She was drunk, so says she. She cuddled with the guy on the couch for an hour, and then he, like, touched her stomach, and then this is the result of that. She also did not tell him to stop doing that at any point.
Wow.
Imagine the scenario.
The
in
trauma.
My head, replaying it again and again. What I could have done, what I could have said instead.
I have to say that this is a mental illness from streaming. Because to immediately go, I can make this into content, is that's streamer brain.
It's that, but I also think it's victim brain, which is...
Oh, obviously that, but the primary one is the... I can turn this into content.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Yeah, this is going to give me a lot of clicks.
I think streaming has... These people are all mentally ill from talking to... They're used to talking to their camera. They go, hey, camera, what if I do this really dramatically?
I think the other issue that a lot of people forget is when you're dealing with communities such as the Minecraft community, a lot of people in that community are legitimately like 11 or 12 years old. So
yeah, easy prey.
Easy pickings, as we call them. So in previous, you know, going back to the whole like Me Too shit, I think people who grew up witnessing that were people who were like legitimately sexually assaulted, didn't have someone touch their tummy. I think they saw the positive feedback those people got from all the other creators and all the support they got. And I think a part of their mind was like, if that happens to me, it's going to be so good.
It's going to be so good for me to get assaulted sexually.
But then you end up blowing something out of proportion just because you want to have one of these moments for yourself.
Yeah, and I'm not shocked the girl with the nose ring is overly dramatic.
I don't remember how she goes for another 17 minutes. We're not going to...
Because she's a woman.
We're not going to watch the whole thing, but she is insanely dramatic about this. You already saw some of it with the, you know, it was a kind of dirty I couldn't wash off.
I mean, the streamer is a strain of theater kid.
It is. It's just modern theater kit.
Yeah.
And that's all this is. But one of my favorite things she put in the initial accusation is that the guy had done this to her when she was freshly 18.
Wow.
Which, by the way, 18 is adult. But then it turns out she was 6 months into being 18, which is actually...
She was practically a child.
This whole portion of the internet is getting dangerously close to being like, I was only 23 and I didn't know.
I was a young 34.
He was 26 and I was 22 and a half. I didn't know what he touched me. he fucking grabbed your pussy. No.
He touched my arm.
Yeah, he put his hand on my arm. I'll never wash it off.
Because he never asked. And that fact would never change. No matter how hard I thought of it.
Now, he may not have asked, but I feel like if you're laying on a couch with a woman and she's laying on top of you in that way, it doesn't feel entirely unreasonable for him to put his hand on her.
Well, yeah, I don't even think legally that qualifies as assault.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Why? What is the harm?
Yeah, so like what are we doing here?
Like, I get it's not ideal, but I don't think it's worth a 30-minute crying stream.
But yeah, but the mental illness is thinking of this and going, oh, I'm going to get so many subs from this. Not, oh my God, people are going to think I'm insane.
Well, let's see how many views she did get. 14K in 7 days. That's pretty good for.
She's probably primarily on Twitch.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, this can't be her account because this just has 5 subscribers. Maybe she deleted the fucking original upload.
Oh, she realized the overly dramatic rape allegations made her look insane.
Well, it hasn't. There's also been some flaws with her story.
Maybe she's just that time of the month.
About whether or not they were actually drinking beforehand.
I changed after that.
I had 5 to 12 drinks. Okay, a moderate amount. Not too much, just enough to get a buzz.
I was naive, and maybe sometimes...
What was she naive about?
After that, I believed life wasn't fair. I was naive, and maybe sometimes to a fault. Mm. But I could only wish it lasted longer.
He stole her innocence.
I miss not knowing. I used to be kind... I'm angry.
My favorite part about this is just knowing that her, the entire time, all she's thinking about is this is going to do so well. None of the words she's saying mean a fucking thing. All the only thought in her head is I'm going to get so many subs.
Well, that's the other.
And I love that.
The other part of this is you can also see that in the way she kind of mirrors the language of other people who have come out with accusations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she probably cut and pasted most of this.
Yeah, this is pretty much a plug-and-play accusation. It just so happens the guy didn't actually fucking do anything in this case.
The time now, at that person, at myself.
I want her to cry again, then we'll switch topics.
I can feel my heartbeat stop at the sight of him, and he probably couldn't even make out my
face. Maybe he's a powerful wizard. He can stop her heart by staring.
In a crowd.
He has powers. You don't understand.
I can't stop thinking about who I was before it all. Who I'll never be again. And how some things you can't understand.
I'd love for her to go to like an actual sexual assault support group and try this story. This does
just to get booed out of the room.
Well, it reminds me, one of the first AA meetings I went to when I was in rehab was a speaker meeting, and the guy got up there. He's like, I was buying a 6-pack every day, and I drink sometimes 3 or 4 beers a night. What? Boo! Get off the stage. What the fuck?
3 to 4 beers every night.
Yes, and then, like, were you doing a gram of fentanyl after that? What is it? Who gives a shit? Can you imagine being so fucking self-centered that you have
so
to go?
That's so funny to be like, man, I'm crushing half a 6-pack every night.
You got to go to a fucking... You decide you are worthy of being a speaker at an AA meeting because you're drinking 3 Bud Lights a day. It ruined my life.
You don't understand. That's like 900 calories.
I was never the same.
No matter how hard you try. I never said anything out of pure embarrassment.
All right, this
you should have been embarrassed by this.
Yeah, she should be fucking ashamed of this. I think this is the other part that people really need to start drilling into women is if someone's doing something you don't like, tell them to fucking stop.
Yeah.
Because if you don't tell them to fucking stop, there's a possibility he may not know you want him to stop.
Or ride it out and get content.
Or... allow him to molest your belly button
for content.
And then you get a bunch of Twitch subs.
Think of the clicks.
That's her follower account. So she's got 201,000?
Yeah, think of the clicks.
You want to rape me real quick? Can we get content out of this?
We gotta get nose rings first.
All right, let's see where we want to go next. What is this? End wokeness? I do love me some...
Oh, yeah, Advil's racist now.
Of course they are.
Or no, pain is racist.
Oh, I actually have heard this before. But the shitty part is they do this with every topic. At least I think I know what this is going to be about. Oh no, they cut our internet. The days of darkness.
They're upon us.
Run
it's
tests
blacks.
Or ask them to take another look.
Well, you always got to ask them to take a look. Yeah.
This is the most... I can't believe they let her say axe.
When you go to your doctor, ask for a second opinion.
Ask my boop what he's talking about.
Advil hosted a roundtable discussion about the systemic pain bias in healthcare.
What does that mean? Like, really, what... what does that mean?
So this is one of the...
are we not giving pain pills to black folks?
This is one of the super retarded things that came out of trying to apply the sort of DEI logic to medical purposes. Because there's also kind of this with women, too, where they say doctors are less likely to believe minorities or women when they tell them their symptoms. Which, I haven't seen any evidence of that, and it also doesn't really...
What proof is there of that? You know how much effort it takes to be a doctor and racist?
Well, it's just why...
It's a hard combination.
I don't even get what the purpose of it would be. I guess they would argue the doctor is doing it unconsciously and therefore inflicting unnecessary suffering on these people. But I don't know why a doctor would not prescribe the same medication to a person presenting with the same system.
Well, Advil's over the table. What the fuck is it going to do?
Yeah.
What? Oh, is it going to cure your headache? What, is there discrimination in headaches
Welcome
now?
Welcome to Believe My Pain, a discussion
Jesus
about systemic...
Christ, stop believing things.
Believe my pain.
Look, we're done believing people. We're in the post-believing era. We're in the prove-it era.
Dr. King would be disgusted.
Pain bias in healthcare.
Touch my stomach.
I want to thank all of you.
Like and subscribe.
You and all of you for joining me today as we talk about this very important issue. I also want to thank the Pain Equity Project developed.
What is.
Look, we got a Muslim in pain.
In partnership with the Morehouse School of Medicine.
Well, it's hard to tell if they're
and
in pain.
Black Health for inviting us to be a part of their commitment to addressing.
Is there another link? I kind of
that dude really does look like Charles Barkley.
Yeah, they got B-list Charles Barkley.
Oh wow, it's a whole video.
I just want to hear what the fucking explanation is.
A medical professional. I'm frustrated that
my white doctor won't give me fucking Percocet anymore because he caught me selling it.
Our pain just to get.
I did when I worked at the San Joaquin County Mental Health Facility. There was a fat black lady who used to come in just decked out in jewelry, and she had like 8 scripts. She got like 600 Valium a month. It was fucking insane. I think it was literally 200 Valium a month, and then she also had a separate script for Xanax.
Damn, that's a good ass month.
Well, I was just like, this seems wrong to me. Like, I'm pretty sure people shouldn't take 200 Valium a month. That seems like a lot.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna overdose.
And
man.
Also, if you're taking 200 Valium, do you really need the Xanax too?
Yeah, it evens me out.
Look, that's a great doctor. Well, because. They do it sometimes.
I mean, the doctor had to have been in on that, right?
I can't imagine they wouldn't be.
That's so much that, like, I have to assume the doctor knows they're selling
But they do that sometimes when people get, like, longer acting benzos like Valium or Klonopin. They'll also give them Xanax for, like, breakthrough anxiety, basically.
For, like, when you're really wigging out?
Yeah. So,
that's so funny to be having a panic attack. You're like, the 5 Valium aren't working. Quick, give me some Xanax.
Treat it like human beings.
74%
in Advil study.
All right, look, that has to be wrong, or what you're saying is that 3/4 of our doctors are racist.
Well, but they're saying
that's a lot of the medical system.
It's just 74% of black people said there is a bias in how
pain
is diagnosed.
Yeah, but they're saying I'm supposed to believe these black people.
I think. Sometimes,
and if I'm to believe these black people, 3/4 of our doctors say the N-word.
Well, we believe all people here. We're a
that's,
believing.
That's what
podcast.
I'm saying. What is the consequence?
I think what happens in situations like this is sometimes if a doctor's being a dick to someone, or you see it all the time with police being dicks to someone. I can see how if you're a black guy and the cops were a dick to you, you could say, "Well, that guy was a dick to me because I'm black." I think sometimes these people are just dicks.
How many of these people were criminals?
We'll find out.
They are black.
74% of them. Wow, they're really...
The healing of the body was easy for me.
But the healing of my mind...
This is awful.
83%?
Said they had a negative experience with a healthcare provider when seeking help dealing with pain.
What does this mean? Because that's a retarded number.
I also think this was...
The implications of that number are very grim.
Yeah, it's basically doctors don't treat black people is what that... 83% is the vast majority. I think it's far more likely that because of the opiate epidemic and doctors have gotten way stricter with giving out the pain pills, that's... Probably more likely.
Well, that's what I want to know. Are they saying they're just not giving them good opiates? Because Advil's not going to do the trick either. I hate to tell you that.
Let me bump the speed up on this a little bit. They're talking too slow. I want them to get to the point.
They really are milking it.
I should not have to beg my doctor to
run tests, or ask them to take another look.
Or ask them to take another look. I like that we're normalizing that, that they're just never going to say that word.
Welcome
right.
to Believe My Pain, a discussion about systemic pain bias in healthcare.
Elaine,
I
want to
thank all of you and all of you for joining me today as we talk about this very important issue. I also want to thank the Pain Equity Project developed by Advil
Shut
in partnership
up.
With the Morehouse School of Medicine and topic, the reality of pain inequity.
The reality
pain equity
of pain.
Is achieved when
everyone is treated equally, regardless of age, race, ethnicity, gender, socioeconomic status, and receives the highest quality pain care in
America. Everyone is treated equally, regardless of their age, race, ethnicity, gender, or socioeconomic status, and receives the highest quality pain care and management. Okay, so Dr. Uche, you have written this book, Legacy, A Black Physician Reckons with Racism.
My doctor called me the N-word. Now...
Dr. Uche?
In medicine, you are a legacy.
Yeah, Dr. Uche Blackstock.
Yeah. Dr. Ouchie. That is... Are we being had? Is this a fucking... Is this like a Beaverton or the Babylon Bee? What is...
This is amazing.
D-Black, female
expert
physician.
Expert on racial
and
bias.
You are
How do you become an expert on that? What studies have you done?
I think all you do is say you're an expert, and then you just are an expert.
See, that's part of the ruse that they're doing that I really respect. They're just like, you know what I am? Expert on racial bias in healthcare. And they'd be like, what's that? I don't know. Just made it up.
It checks out from logic.
Sounds pretty cool, though.
From a logic perspective, like, of course, this was the end place, like the end position of all these movements, because if you're stalling someone who has to focus on diversity and inclusion shit for every company, why wouldn't there be a diversity doctor?
I mean, coming back away all the way around to just cartoonish racism is amazing.
To basically segregation, yeah. Yes.
To be like, we're going to stop racism so hard, you're back to just cartoonish, satirical depictions of
expertise
them.
That frames this issue around black pain in such a clear way. And so I'm so glad that you're here.
Is it
today.
Good for whips?
Wait, why did they just cut to the other chick? Watch, she's not being interviewed.
With expertise that frames this issue around black pain in such a clear way.
Why are they showing?
They needed someone
And so I'm so glad that you're here today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here to talk to you about this issue that means so much to me and impacts.
Why?
That black dude does not want to be there.
Wait, so are all the other guys not participating? They're just there to watch Dr. Uchiwali talk about? No, because that's my favorite Nas beat.
God, it's such a bad name.
It's terrible.
And one of those stories too. Day.
All right, so Dr. Uche, could you just outline what are some of the myths about black people in pain?
So I think like the main thing is professionals think that black people are biologically different than other people, that our skin is thicker, that we have less sensitive skin.
Hold on. Who is saying these things that's outside of the Klan?
Yeah, I don't.
Your skin is literally thicker?
I don't know if she's going to some sort of phrenology doctor or like a witch doctor.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to come up here and be like, the racist doctors actually think we have another bone in our foot, and that's why we're faster.
And higher pain tolerance. And that is all absolutely false. There is no difference.
What doctors believe this?
Who believes black people?
What doctors
people?
Are like, hey, you're black, walk it off.
Yeah, why would black people experience pain differently?
These are racist tropes I've never even heard before.
Yeah, this is new levels of racism where we're adding it to our bag.
Between black patients and patients of other races.
Wow. So what do you think has perpetuated these myths?
You know, the legacy of slavery in this country, I think...
Damn, it's slavery's fault.
It's slavery's reason we gotta give Advil to black people.
Yeah, do remember
their
this
ancestors suffered so much their bones are still sore.
Can you imagine that commercial where it's just a bunch of slave drivers?
All right, look, if you go to the doctor and you're like, Doc, I need painkillers, the slavery hurts my bones. Then, yeah, he probably should turn you down.
We should do the Kylie Jenner commercial where it's a black, like a slave driver whipping a black person. We walk up and hand him a bottle of Advil.
And he just stops whipping him.
Your personal and systemic racism that still exists in this country, and that is embedded into the institution of medicine and healthcare. Mm-hmm. You know, our health professionals most want to do a good job and care for their patients, but unfortunately we're seeing implicit bias.
Okay, what they're going with.
But the implicit bias is that black people have thicker skin and therefore it don't hurt as much?
That they are not listening to their patients. They're not responding to their patients' concerns and sometimes even ignoring their patients.
And the only way that we can expose and address it is by first telling our stories. We want to work better with doctors.
I'd love to hear these people's stories.
Actually allows doctors.
How many videos did they fucking chunk
this
thing up into?
Did they include their stories?
Let's see.
Because this is fascinating.
Yeah,
They're literally inventing new versions of racism.
Shocking. The comments are turned off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Dr. Uchi Blackstock can dish it out, but she can't take it.
Hold on. We got to go to believemypain.com. Of course, it's partnered with a Morehouse.
This costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. What a ruse these people have invented. The blacks discovering the speaking circuit and fake PR bullshit and how lucrative it can be is a beautiful thing to watch.
Let's read his story. Mark had to beg for blood work to prove he had more than a cold.
Oh, no.
In January 2021, just 2 weeks after getting over COVID-19, Mark felt completely exhausted. He visited multiple urgent care centers who didn't think anything of it because Mark appeared to be strong and healthy. They recommended a few over-the-counter drugs, maybe Advil, perhaps, to temporarily alleviate his pain.
You've got COVID. Here's a few Advil.
They just got working plugs into the whole story, but nothing helped. As the days went on, Mark got weaker and weaker to the point where he couldn't even walk. He consulted more urgent care centers, but no one believed his pain. Well, where's the evidence of that?
Also, what is Advil going to do in this situation?
Milk his story for money.
Yeah, what?
When asked about his experience, Mark said, "I called day after day telling them I was getting worse, but they just wouldn't listen." Mark is used to living a very active lifestyle, so this uphill battle was both debilitating and scary.
All right, well, a lot of people had that experience during COVID.
But also, where's the proof that this is because he was black that the doctors...
Well, that's the thing is, like, there isn't. Yeah. It's just them, for some reason, be like, well, I got worse, so the doctor must have been racist.
Well, yeah, isn't it possible the doctor just sucked and wasn't racist?
Yeah, or maybe it was COVID and they were, like, overwhelmed.
Mark reached the point where he felt like he was literally going to die, so he checked himself into the hospital. Again, he was sent home.
Does he think they're going to, like, do a spell and he'll be cured?
But so, like, every doctor's racist, every doctor he went to, and then the hospital he went to,
I don't understand what he wants them to do.
Let's see if it says. He went back to the hospital a few days later and demanded more tests be done to prove he had more than a cold. Finally, to his doctor's surprise, tests revealed that Mark had pericarditis.
Nah, this is the hide-up vaccine damage.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it is the ditis.
He got that from the jab.
The pericarditis, yeah. Or dangerous swelling of tissue around his heart.
You're not going to fool me, Advil. I know what caused that.
He was released to a cardiologist who gave him prescription medications to bring down the inflammation. Mark got better. But a few months later, it happened again.
Yeah, you were damaged from the jab, dude. You goofed.
I'm going to have to cut all this out of our clips. After another round of lab tests, Mark reviewed his results online, realized that the pericarditis had returned. 3 days passed, and he didn't receive a call from his doctor, so he called and called and called.
Yeah, this is just medical incompetence. Welcome to the American healthcare system.
No, the phones are also racist. Yeah.
They block black calls.
They show the race of the caller when they call the clinic.
Ew, black, no, hang up.
It was irritating and infuriating because he needed immediate medical attention, but he was not getting it. He tried everything in his power to avoid going back to the emergency room, but no one listened to him. He felt powerless, infuriated, and confused by the reality of the situation. Mark finally got in touch with the doctor who has helped keep his pericarditis under control. So what about that doctor? Is he...
Yeah, what about the guy who did exactly what needed to be done?
But wishes his pain was addressed sooner, he stressed. Just because I'm a big man that looks like it can take on anything doesn't
don't
mean
I got feelings.
I don't experience pain. He continued, something needs to be done to ensure black people are given equal care, including prescriptions, physical therapy, surgeries, and more. Well, what a waste of time and money. That's
so overly dramatic to be like, it took them too long to heal my sickness, so therefore the doctor must have been a bigot.
You want a kid who fucks horses or people fucking sex dolls that look like dogs?
Oh, man, either one, really.
I'm interested in this. American teen accused of sexually assaulting pregnant horses in Thailand.
Well, that's disgusting.
Oh, he caused the horse to miscarry. This
I've
is
never
revenge.
Understood pregnant fetishes. It's icky.
Yeah, I don't. It creeps me out, actually.
Yeah, it's yucky.
He caused it to miscarry, though.
That's how big his dick was.
It's the reverse. Hey, there he's in the act.
Man, all these guys always get caught on camera.
Yeah.
They're like the opposite of serial killers. Their deed is always done with a camera recording for some reason.
It's hard not to be on camera these days. And I think you'd probably feel pretty safe that most of the time, if you go into a stable, people probably don't assume you're there to molest the animals.
Yeah, but imagine the one time.
Well, that's maybe you got to hire a guy to watch all the footage.
That's a horror story, man. You know, you're going to be the one dude who gets caught.
An American teenager has been accused of sexually assaulting pregnant horses at a stable owned by a Thai couple in Phuket.
Dude, you're supposed to go to the ladyboys in Thailand, not the fucking horses.
It is funny that this happened in Phuket, causing one of the animals to miscarry. Chat Raj Lekarut and his wife.
That's a good American. Oh, no, those are them.
Yeah, and his wife Prapada filed a police complaint against the 19-year-old
silly
tourist
names.
Alleging he indulged
Prapada.
Alleging he indulged sick in bestiality on different occasions. Prapada said the man regularly.
Right, well, after like five times, you got to have like a, hey, he really likes these horses.
Yeah, why does this kid keep coming here to hang out with horses? Prapada said the man regularly frequented the barn in Talong district where he touched and interacted with horses.
Ew.
She noticed mucus had formed around the mare's genital.
Ew, yucky.
He was sucking off the horse?
I think so, dude.
Or was it a female horse?
I mean, I think he had his face in whatever.
That's Vosh with the horse shit. She noticed mucus around the genitals while she took them for grazing. Ew. Wait, are mares female?
Why is there so much cum on the horse? The horse is covered in jizz.
I don't think that's what they sound like in Thailand. I think that's a different part of the country. Okay, so it's a female horse. So he's not gay with horses.
Well, thank God.
God, eating a horse's pussy? That's...
But at least it's not gay.
That's disgusting.
The idea of pleasuring a horse is horrific.
The couple said CCTV footage showed the teenager inserting his hand and arm...
fisting the horse.
...into the vulvas of the horses on multiple instances during his visits. What a bold man.
Yeah, I'm just going to go fist this pony.
Like, hey, can I hang out with your horse? And then you just walk back there and start fucking punching it. The indecent act reportedly led to a miscarriage in a 9-month pregnant horse, while a second one, which was not expecting, suffered irritation. Yeah, I'd be irritated too if someone fisted my ass.
Yeah, Jesus.
The third mare was given antibiotics after, he infected it?
Ew.
It contracted an infection, potentially putting the life of her unborn foal at risk. Police on Monday met the suspect's father at their home.
Oh, God. What a poor day for that fella.
He was shocked.
Oh, they made him watch?
God, I want the body cam footage of that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The father was shocked when shown the video from the security camera. He added he did not expect his son to do something like that.
Well, no one really ever expects their son to fist a horse's pussy.
Yeah, I don't think. If you gave
That's
me a million guesses.
That's unexpectable in my book.
The teenager was instructed to appear before police for questioning on Saturday, the Bangkok Post reported. The names of the places really it elevates the story.
Really does.
If found guilty of cruelty to animals, he could face prison terms of up to 2 years and or fines of 40,000 baht, which is $1,122. That's not bad for molesting horses.
You know, it's a slap on the wrist, really.
A spokesperson for the Department of Mental Health said the American's behavior was a form of zoophilia. Well, I don't think you need to be a professional.
Yeah, I could have figured that out.
The guy fucking horses probably is zoophilia. And he needed psychiatric treatment. Well, that I agree with.
What are you going to do? Talk him out of it?
The incident, well, that was...
What are you going to tell the man who likes fisting horse pussy?
That was Vosh's point, too.
Hey, knock it off.
When, people were telling him to go to a therapist, he's like, what are they going to tell me?
What is he going to do, pray away the horse pussy?
The incident also triggered uproar on Thai social media, with some calling the suspect a dangerous psychopath.
That's probably accurate, to
and
be honest.
Demanding he be kicked out of the country. I feel sorry for the horse. She must be in pain, said a Facebook user. In 2018, animal charity Watchdog Thailand, well, that's an unfortunate name, uncovered a bestiality club.
Oh, man, a whole club of these perverts?
In Chiang Mai, where a group allegedly used the Line Chat application to invite members to watch videos of others sexually abusing dogs.
You really can do anything in Thailand.
Once a month, members had the option to pay extra to meet and mistreat stray dogs that were collected and groomed under the guise of saving them. Damn, he was Dog Epstein.
Yeah, Thailand does sound like a pretty cool place. I can't lie.
Wow, Lil Saint Bernard. Speaking of Thailand and its lawlessness, take this off the screen in case when I search this. Fuck, what was the Wikipedia? Debbie. Shit, what was the name of the video? There was a. It was a guy. I don't know if I'm going to remember it. There was a guy who lived in Thailand, and he put out like dark web videos where he would, pick up like street hookers and then brutalize and torture them and then kill them.
Nice.
And he would sell the videos.
That's pretty sick. That's a cool hobby.
Damn. I can't remember what the fuck it was called.
I bet you make good money doing that.
It's Debbie something. Debbie's Destruction. I kind of don't want to Google it either. I don't. You guys get the point. He tortured and killed people.
I can guess what happens.
Yeah, I don't think we need to get into the gritty details. That's enough of that guy. What? As long as we're talking about people fucking dogs.
There we go.
I'm not sure if these people actually identify as these animals, or if, again, we are just witnessing content brain where people want to do this for the purpose of getting clicks.
I mean, we should hope the other...
My name is Meow, like a cat, but I am a dog.
Why did you call yourself Meow, then?
Well, that's pretty obvious.
You know, it's kind of like whenever you have a really small dog, like a Chihuahua, and you name it Hercules.
What happens when I hit this thing? Do you react?
I don't like that.
It's a dog controller.
I think this is a psychosis.
I don't think this is real.
I think this is streamer psychosis.
She's just doing this for the views.
Handlers. They feed me. They take me on walks. We practice training, which is one of my favorite things.
Jesus. All right. It's almost worse to me that someone be willing to degrade themselves to this level just for clicks.
Yeah.
Like I don't think she's actually into this. I think this is purely.
It's an act.
I need TikTok views.
Yeah, this is TikTok brain.
Oh, we've got to put them all down. We need to euthanize. We need a kill shelter for all these people. That's coked up Conor McGregor, right?
Yeah, it is St. Patrick's Day.
Hi, Conor.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm Claire Gallagher with the Daily Texan.
Oh, Jesus. He's
geeked out, bro.
He is geeked up in function.
What
can you tell us about your acting debut? Obviously, it's your first experience.
Jesus Christ, dude. He is looking rough.
Yeah, right? Got an alcoholic face.
Yeah, he's pale. He's
hard work, but, you know, we got it done. It's in the bank for life.
And he's fiddling.
You know, you put something in the bank, maybe it's not going to be there for life. You might spend it. This baby is in there for life, and I'm ecstatic.
You put money
about
in the bank sometimes, you take money out of the bank, you might spend it. That's how a bank works, Connor.
That is.
He just described the banking system. Sometimes you put money in the bank, and you take it out, and you spend it. It's like, well, yeah, that's what you do with money.
I think, because we get to interview people and we have access to all these people's lives constantly, I think we're really starting to realize how bad getting punched in the head is for your brain.
It really is not good for you.
It is very rare that you see a guy who professionally gets punched in the head who's, like, very erudite in his 50s.
Who's making good decisions.
It's a bit rough around the edges, but for the character, it worked. And, you know, onwards to the next one if there is a next one.
Wow. Wow,
just
sad.
Just looking around,
just fucking zooted,
geeked out.
Where do we want to go next? That was. I'll save the anti-sorcery one for another day. I guess we might as well complete our dog trifecta then, shouldn't we? Dutch manufacturer created world's first baby sex doll, now offering dog sex dolls for zoophiles. That $2,800.
Jesus.
I can't tell if that's a bargain or not. I feel like that's about in line with the cost of the female ones, isn't it?
Probably maybe a little cheaper.
Also, we gotta have someone constantly following this guy. If the same company is making baby and doll sex dolls,
yeah, you gotta watch out. That dude's
A freak.
That dude's questionable.
The author of a book on sexual abuse and sex dolls is sounding the alarm about a company offering customizable canine sex dolls online for zoophiles. Earlier this week, Caitlin, Roper, not Raper, took to X, formerly Twitter.
God, can we stop that?
We have to stop it. Just call it Twitter.
Just call it whatever you want, but don't do the formerly bullshit.
Well, it's also, you know, it's been axed for like a year at this point.
Yeah,
so
you're not being cool by doing that anymore.
Yeah, you can't. I hope we don't do this like 5 years from now. We're not axed formerly Twitter.
I hope they're probably going to do it forever.
To call out Mythical Creations, a company owned by a man previously exposed for manufacturing custom infant and toddler sex dolls for pedophiles.
That, like, once again, that's not a crime, but it feels like it should be.
Yeah, there are certain things you can do in society that just, it feels like it should be illegal.
Yeah, it probably should be a crime.
Dolls for pedophile, after she learned that it also begun producing penetrable dog toys for zoophiles.
Ugh.
If I were him, here's how you flip this. Be like, no, these are for dogs.
No, these are, you pervert.
Yeah, no, these are for other dogs.
I make canine sex toys.
And the babies are for other babies.
Yeah.
A manufacturer of toddler and infant sex abuse dolls, well, that's one way to phrase it, who invites male customers to send in a photo of the... ooh.
All right, that's a bit far. That's a little much.
He's now selling customizable dog sex dolls. Do you think people send in like pictures of famous dolls? Like someone wants a Lassie doll?
Probably.
The same way they do it with celebrities. Mythical Creations has an extensive website and online shop advertising its purposes, meeting the needs of those stigmatized by society.
Yeah, but look, sometimes you're supposed to be stigmatized.
Maybe this is all...
When did we become so anti-stigma? When you're the guy who fucks dogs, yeah, we should stigmatize you a little bit. As nature should.
Yeah, sometimes social ostracization, I just butchered that word, is necessary to kind of shake people out of... doing really weird shit.
Yeah, we shouldn't encourage the dog fucking.
Yeah, because that's, you're supposed to be punished for those things, so you realize you shouldn't do them.
It's a net negative for society.
Yeah, so if you start dressing ridiculous or doing all kinds of shit that is bad for the overall group, people in the group should be able to call you out and be like, hey, stop doing that. And then you should realize, oh, I don't want to fuck up the group. Instead of now... being able to hunt down a website that will customize a dog for you to fuck.
I'm the problem. No, they're the problem.
Mythical Creations has an extensive website and online shop advertising. Its purpose is meeting the needs of those stigmatized by society. There are not enough companies willing to create animal sex dolls. I would argue one is too many.
Yeah, honestly, how many do there need to be?
There's not enough companies willing to create animal sex dolls because it's considered taboo in our society. We decided to step up to the plate.
All the societies consider it taboo. I don't think that's a particularly American thing.
No, we stepped up to the plate and created the first dog sex dolls. Reads their website. If you love the shape of dogs.
Ew, I don't entirely understand that.
Then the beautiful shape of doll alone will turn you on much more than a fleshlight. If canine sex dolls come in a variety of breeds, the canine sex dolls come in a variety of breeds, with Mythical Creations boasting that they used photos of a real dog as a reference in order to make sure that our dog sex doll looks as realistic as possible. On the product page, Mythical Creations says the dog's toys have oral, anal, and vaginal functions.
God, ew.
They can be posed in multiple positions. Well, isn't that nice?
Yucky.
One doll costs $2,800 U.S. with additional options available depending on the buyer preference.
Well, yeah, that man doesn't look like he would do something sexually deviant.
They really all have the look.
Yeah, physiognomy doesn't lie.
Yeah, we gotta put some research into that to selectively...
That photo's from his SoundCloud?
You want to listen to some dog fucking music?
What?
Bram Justin? Justin, we have
no
a problem.
Way.
What? Security lies in awareness.
Security lies in awareness. The greatest wealth.
Oh, the dog fucking guy's doing guided meditation?
Damn, that's pretty rad.
Picture a poodle.
He's lost. Greatest achievement is inner peace. Nothing is more valuable than inner.
Yeah, that's insane.
Wow.
I think if you're the dog fucking guy, you lose the ability to talk about consciousness.
Dude,
and
be
the
dog fucking doll guy and a guru.
Yeah. Ugh.
Happiness is found in a dog's asshole.
Oh, here's a. Here's the law breakdown. Regarding bestiality laws, the company says that their penetrable dog toys have been... Stop adding the word penetrable.
Yeah, we get it.
They've been shipped without any problems to the USA and Europe. These dolls do not fall under any bestiality laws because they could very well just be considered realistic dog dolls used for art and photography. I guess they got a point.
How is that not a gross misreading of the law?
Well, he
no, does, no, they're actually art that you fuck.
He does have a point, which is like, you should be allowed to have a realistic dog sculpture if that's what you want. And I think most people would just assume, why in the world would someone fuck that? And he's found a market and he's exploited it.
Yeah, but aren't these being made explicitly to be fucked?
Yes, of course.
So
of course.
Therefore, how can they be art?
There's a reason most statues don't have a vagina you can remove and place in the dishwasher.
Yeah, that would be my argument in court, is these are made to be art.
That'd be great if fucking Michelangelo's David just had a
turns
detachable
out actually,
dick.
It does come off.
Yeah. The company does not list their location. Well, that's a good move, but claims to have been operating since 2018 and to have more than 1,250 customers.
All right, in reality, that's just 1,250 people you can blackmail.
This is hilarious. They advise customers in Islamic countries to not ship their sex dolls, dog or human, to their locations, as some of these countries may have forbidden the import of sex dolls.
Yeah, like a fucking sane country.
Yeah, well, I'm with them on that one.
Yeah, look, I don't like the, you know, I don't love the way they treat the women, but you know, they get a few things right.
Website appears to be owned by Dutch national Bram Joosten, who formerly had
an Aryan face.
Who formerly had a similar website using identical photos. In 2022, Joosten said in a video posted online that he had moved to an African country to kickstart a sexual sanctuary for pedophiles without legal repercussions.
Well, that's not great. Hmm? I can guess what his proclamations were. How come there's such a overlap between bestiality and pedophiles?
I guess it's probably just the taboo of it.
Just breaking all taboos?
Yeah, but once you've broken down one, the other ones probably don't seem as weird.
I can't imagine getting into animals.
Well, no, but once you violate such a strong social norm, I can see why it wouldn't be. It's kind of a lateral move at a certain
point.
I
mean, look, I love dogs, just not like that.
In for a penny, in for a pound, as they say. Yeah, that's where he gets the dog, is in the pound.
This is a hentai of Scooby and Shaggy. This is all like Scoob.
His announcement followed an extensive expose by journalist Anna Slatz, revealing that he had been manufacturing infant... Yeah, we read that one, as previously reported by, our friends over at Redux, the world's foremost trans transgender hatred website. Joosten had also operated a website which hosted videos of adult males having sex with the dolls in the likeness of small. So it was doll child pornography.
Yeah, see, like, that should be illegal. I get it's not.
While Joosten had previously tried to claim that he is simply providing a therapeutic service for those with taboo desires, speaking to the Publica, Caitlin Roper, the author of Sex Dolls, Robots, and Woman Hating, explained that the dolls are far from harmless.
Yeah, I think so.
There are some people who will defend this as a fantasy or a victimless crime. They'll say it's not an actual dog or it's not an actual baby, as though there is no harm, but we have to view these products in context. And that's a context where men do sexually abuse and rape children, infants, and animals. And these products encourage and legitimize this abuse and enable men to practice. I wish you would provide evidence of that. If there's evidence that these dolls cause those things, we should...
Well, we all just also always say that, like, they would prevent it. But, like, do we have proof either way?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Do we know, if we know one way or other, that would make the decision a lot easier. If we know they're more likely to offend if they have them, we should get rid of them.
I think it probably doesn't help, but I don't know if it's going to automatically make you do it.
On X, social media users have universally condemned the dog sex dolls as abhorrent.
Yeah, I mean, that's what should happen. It should be such a shameful thing to do that you kill yourself before you do it.
With many wondering how they were considered legal, others speculated that eventually the zoophiles purchasing the dolls may seek out the real thing.
I mean,
the animals
to be honest, the animals, while as gross as, you know, as disgusting, it doesn't, like, actually have a victim, like, you know, pedophilia.
Maybe the dogs like it.
Well, I don't know if the dogs like or don't like it, but they are dogs. They're still not people.
Look, I've had dogs that ate their own shit. I don't think they're super picky
about
things.
I think the dog will get over it, to be honest with you.
I'm sure they'd rather it not happen in most cases, but Maybe the dog's gonna put a video up on YouTube. It's gonna start crying. It's got a nose ring.
The septum ring.
Yeah, it's a fucking schnauzer with a septum ring. I think we can wrap up there. I think that's we ran the gauntlet. Did we?
Yeah.
Wait, where are we at time wise? Did we?
Like 54.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. All right. Patreon.com/HiddenPlainsightPod. You guys will get 2 episodes this week. We are at Hidden Plainsight Radio on Instagram. You are at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We are at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Until Friday. Hoodoo.
Mamba out.